Radio Lounge here in wonderful Las Vegas, Nevada with Todd Spasinski from CUNA. How are you, Todd?
I'm doing great, Mike. Pretty comfortable in here compared to outside.
It's freezing out. It's the Arctic outside, and here it's a little more tepid.
You know, only about 112 today, right?
Is that it?
112 degrees. It's great to be inside.
Indeed, especially in this town. All right, hey, let's talk about some really cool products and services that you guys are interested in. You told me before the recording you guys have two things on the docket that you're talking about.
We have a lot of things on the docket.
You got a lot, but two. Yeah. Let's talk about those.
To talk about those. We have a new Governance, Risk, and Compliance Leadership Institute that we're unveiling in October of this year in Denver. I talk about it from the perspective of enterprise risk management. It's like ERM on steroids.
Oh, all right.
So what we're trying to do is work with our partners, the Rochdale Paragon Group, and we're integrating governance function, risk management function, and a compliance function within a credit union together that will lead to better decision-making, more strategic decision-making, more efficiency within their shops. It's a very hot topic. That we've seen develop over the years, and we'll be the first industry program on GRC, Governance, Risk, and Compliance.
Very nice.
So we're really excited about that. Our friends at the Rochdale Paragon Group are the subject matter experts as part
Good.
Of that. We're partnering with them to deliver that in October. The second thing, our CUNA Online University online training program is just going gangbusters.
I'm excited about this for you guys.
So we've had, in the past year, over 1,300 credit unions utilizing our online training program. We had over 33,000 students take a course, an online course, an exam. We're upgrading that system in the fall. So it's going to be expanded to the point where now credit unions will be not only able to take our courses, but will also be able to download their own courses within the system so that their employees, their staff, their board can take our courses, as well as all of their online courses within that one system. So we're really excited about that.
What's some of the subject matter that you guys are offering?
So we have over 400 courses.
Oh, is that all? Okay.
Just a few. I've been around long enough to remember when we had 10 courses, so I've seen quite the evolution of that over that.
Good for you, man.
The last several years. That just says I'm old, Mike.
No.
So we have courses everywhere from frontline training programs to mid-management programs to board and director level. Our most popular courses revolve around compliance training.
Oh, I bet that's about, yes.
You know, that's regulatory burden.
In recent years, I bet that one's gone through the roof.
So all of our compliance training is very popular, that they use a lot. We also have management and leadership related courses. So people that are maybe new to managing and supervising people, maybe the credit union can't get them out for training it to a school or a conference.
Right, right.
There's courses that can
do it online
with their career pathing and their management development. So a lot of great things and exciting things happening on the products and services front.
I'm really glad to see organizations like you guys really taking advantage of the online learning tidal wave that's going across our country now. In every industry it's happening, and so kudos to you guys for doing the same thing. That's really, really valuable.
I really appreciate that. It's really exciting time too. We just had a survey go out into the marketplace as well, asking credit unions where they see their next evolution of talent management and organizational development, and it's all around this online training function. So I think we're hitting it at the right time to continue to grow and expand the program, upgrade the ability that credit unions can have in using technology to not just train their employees, but to better have a better talent management strategy across the organization.
Well, there's a lot of competition out there, you know?
There is.
I mean, and trying to keep that good talent in this industry is a challenge sometimes, you know?
And we're a firm believer that if credit unions are really developing their talent in-house, they're going to see their staff turnover rates be lower than average. They're going to see retention rates high. They're going to have better employees, more educated employees. They're going to serve their members even better. So it's all part of the master plan, I guess, if you will.
All right, I concur. Hey, last question here for you. There's a little show, there's a little conference called the GAC that happens once a year. It's in that town called D.C. Have you heard of that?
Yeah, I've heard of that thing.
Well, what's on the docket for that mega show coming up next year?
You know, it's the largest credit union event, plain and simple.
Yep.
This past year we had 5,000 plus attendees, record
attendees. That's a record,
It was unbelievable. So this year we've got some changes in store. We're trying to upgrade, so we'll be featuring a new MC this year. We're going to keep a little secret right now, keep a little surprise. We're working right now with our GAC advisory group and identifying the keynoters for 2018. Of course, the biggest piece of that is the advocacy piece and our Hiking the Hill piece. That's going to stay the same.
Oh, yeah.
Our exhibit hall is going to be bigger and better than ever. Mm-hmm. So lots of things to be looking forward to. We'll get through America's Credit Union Conference here, take a deep breath, and about late August, early September, we'll start talking about what's going to happen at GAC. But you can know this, top-notch keynoters,
new MC,
largest exhibit hall.
Hang on a second, Todd, because that exhibit hall is huge.
Yeah.
How are you going to make it? Is there going to be like a third floor? Is there going to be? Are they building like another convention center next door or something?
Well, one of the really cool things is how that it's evolved and how our vendor partners have embraced the opportunity to be in front of the largest credit union audience. So we give them the space and we work with them on some of the creative ideas, but a lot of it is those vendor partners trying to differentiate themselves and help credit unions. So, we have the venue, we give them the opportunity, but it's really what they're doing that really blows that exhibit hall into a whole nother dimension.
I want to take it down memory lane. You remember when it was at the Washington Hilton and then they had that little extra room. People had to walk through the tunnel in the snow and stuff out to the other one.
And as a guy that puts on a lot of programs and events, you'll remember the staircase and the escalator system that went up and down and the traffic that would build there, and we would just stand there going, we have got to get into a bigger and better environment. But somebody had a vision back then, 10 years ago, saying, this thing could really be bigger and better, and thank goodness that
it exploded.
Because now it's just a great event. And it's a great event for credit unions and advocating on behalf of the credit union industry, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, it was a really good move. Really good move. All right, Todd, you got a lot of stuff to do. I'll let you get going. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the time.
Oh, you're welcome. I look forward to those announcements about the speaker, the MC. I was hoping to get a scoop, but
well, just know that it's coming.
All right, got that. Stay tuned, everybody. All right.